Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, the go-to source for Canadian entrepreneurs and business leaders. Join us as we dive deep into the heart of Canada's business community, bringing you inspiring stories, cutting-edge insights, and practical advice from our nation's brightest minds in marketing, innovation, leadership, and tech. Whether you're launching a startup or scaling your enterprise, our mission is to empower your journey with wisdom that makes a difference. Let's grow together, right here, right now.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Maheen, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, your dedicated space for diving deep into the core of Canadian entrepreneurship. In every episode, we focus on a key aspect of our communities, emphasizing the wider role of supporting local businesses for a sustainable and thriving economy. And today, we're exploring the transformative world of branding and design and how quality over quantity can make a significant difference in scaling businesses. So let's embark on this journey without a further ado. It's a pleasure to welcome Avin Porval to the podcast today. Avin is a creative genius behind Ebify and a marketing powerhouse at Ottawa Tech Heroes. With a unique blend of branding and design expertise, SEO know-how, and marketing prowess, Avin is passionate about transforming brands from the ground up, turning that 100K dream into a 1 million reality. From his transition from accounting and finance to the creative realms of digital marketing, Avin's journey is a testament to the power of following one's passion and the impact of innovative branding on business growth. So join us as we dive into Avin's story, his approach to branding and design, and how he champions quality over quantity in every project. Good morning, Avin, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Maine. How are you? I'm all good. I would just say hi in my local manner, which is namaste.
That's right. And it's an honor to have you here with us today. I mean, your journey from accounting to the pinnacle of creativity and branding and marketing is incredibly inspiring. And we're very thrilled to explore your creative process, your success stories, and how you're helping businesses achieve their full potential. To start things off, Avin, I mean, let's start discussing your journey from finance to creativity. I mean, transitioning from one career path to another can be a journey filled with learning and transformation. Can you walk us through your decision to shift from accounting and finance to branding and creative design? Like, what lessons from your initial career have you applied to your current role?
To be honest, I started my career back in my university days. I majored in accounting and finance. And I was all about numbers, spreadsheet, and tallying the accounts for businesses. But I started to feel that it was a kind of monotonous job, and it was kind of boring as well. This is all about numbers. And at that time, it was a digital age, which was really booming, particularly in the field of digital marketing, branding, social media, and stuff. And I noticed something which is very fascinating, that many businesses struggle to find high-quality designs and visuals that were A, personalized to their branding, B, telling a very cohesive story about their vision, their mission statements, and C, maintaining a uniformity across all channels. That's where I saw an opportunity to blend my creativity skills with my business strategy skills as well. And I found that it was a goldmine of an opportunity, not just for businesses, but for me to truly engage with what that feels alive, that changed and grew, and allowed me to pour my passion for creativity into every project. In my entire journey, I was fortunate enough to grab the right opportunity and pivot to the right role with the market trends. In my opinion, all my past experience are just a stepping stones, which was laid down by my foundation in accounting. It gave me a very good, unique approach and perspective of doing things in a very different way and setting me apart in the field.
Right. No, even your career pivot is a powerful narrative of embracing one's true calling. I mean, demonstrating that a diverse background can really enrich one's approach to entrepreneurship and creativity. Let's kind of turn our focus to branding evolution. I mean, in the dynamic world of digital marketing, branding stands as a cornerstone of business identity. Could you share with us your philosophy on branding and how it should evolve as business grow?
So in the evolving landscape of businesses, my philosophy is very simple. It should be all about clarity and resonating to your audiences. So branding as its core should be very effortlessly understandable for your audiences. It's not only about your logos or the color schemes or the font you choose. It's all about conveying your message, your vision, and every essence of your brand is directly speaks to the heart of your audience. Imagine your brand is a storyboard. Each page from your visual identity to your messaging to tell a part of your story, not just any story, but one that's true to you, who you are, and where you're heading. So as businesses grow and evolve, so too should branding too. But the foundation of that branding of your mission and vision should remain as your guiding star, ensuring that no matter how much you expand or diversify, your core messages remains consistent, clear, and compelling. So to all the businesses out there, big or small, remember, this approach to branding isn't just about making your businesses look good. It's all about making a genuine connection with your audience, because it's all about your story. So keep it very clear, keep it true, and let it evolve with you.
Right. I mean, your approach to branding really underscores the importance of adaptability and strategic evolution, really offering key insights for businesses at any stage of growth. But even what's a common mistake, a branding mistake you see businesses make, and how can they avoid it?
One common branding mistake that I've seen across all the businesses I'm meeting is they're trying to appeal to everyone. It's just like they're being jack of all trades, but master in none. Because when you're trying to capture and appeal the entire audience, you're trying to dilute your brand's essence, which makes your audience confused. So what businesses really need to focus is to select a niche, understanding what is their unique brand-worthy proposition, and committing that very consistently and clearly to all the platform. So now when we talk about brand uniformity, clarity of the logo, the mission, and the vision statement aren't just a normal checklist. They are the top pillars of your brand identity. A mistake I see too often is to use blurred or low-quality files for branding and printing, which not only reflects your attention to detail, but towards the commitment to quality as well. So to avoiding this pitfall is not a rocket science. It just starts with one thing, which is having a commitment to quality and being consistent enough.
Right. And this is for our listeners. Listeners, as we delve into the transformative power of branding and design with Avin, it's a profound moment to really pause and reflect on our own business identities. And let this be a call to action to revisit, refine, and even reimagine our brands to ensure that they truly represent who we are and aspire to be in the marketplace. Avin, let's kind of discuss design impact. I mean, design transcends mere aesthetics, shaping the way customers really perceive and interact with a brand. How do you ensure that design not only captivates, but also effectively communicates a brand's core message?
In my opinion, the only way to ensure that design not only captivates, but also communicates the brand message is to just start understanding one important thing, which is what audiences are you serving? The understanding will become the foundation of every design choice we make. So every color you use, every shape, every font, it's just not used for the look of the brand. It's used to resonate the brand's identity, which directly speaks to the heart of the audience. It's just like storytelling through visuals, where each element contributes to a larger narrative that is both engaging and informative. So in my company, Avify, we also rely on a collaborative approach, working closely with our client to ensure that the design truly represents their vision and appeals to the target market. Feedback loops, alteration is all part of the process. So ensuring the final product isn't just beautiful, but it's a strategic tool to enhance your brand's identity. So that will be one thing that I would say, that having an emotional touch plus having a design quality with the right tone is the right way of going forward.
Right. And to build on to this a bit more, Avin, could you share like an example where design played a pivotal role in transforming a client's digital presence?
Absolutely. I would love to set an example for that perfectly illustrate the power of design and transforming a brand's digital presence. So we had a client in Ottawa, which was a local cafe that was looking to elevate their online and in-store experience. Their original brand name, website, and packaging had served them very well in their early days. But as they grew, these elements were no longer reflecting what they provide, which is quality or the uniqueness of their offering. So we embarked on a comprehensive revamp of redesigning their entire website, doing a custom packaging in terms of eco-friendly material so that their consumer or customers can share it on social media and turning every order into a potential marketing content. But we didn't stop over there as well. We introduced some personalized postcard in every takeout order, sharing the stories of the cafe's origin, highlights of the local partner, which gives an audience a sense of community-oriented values of the brand. On the digital front, we also leveraged some influencer marketing practices, partnering with local food bloggers and influencers to showcase their cafe's offering. In the entire transformation, I saw one thing. If you have good quality and community values, it will always increase your engagement and higher sales, and it'll always bring a stronger brand connection with you and your brand. So that's what I did for a cafe, and now they have been in a lot of franchises in Ontario right now.
That's amazing. I mean, through your lens, Avon, like we see the profound impact of design and storytelling and brand positioning, really highlighting its critical role in digital success. And as we approach a discussion on the critical principle of quality over quantity, listeners, take a moment to consider the implications of this philosophy in our daily operations and long-term strategies. And this is an invitation to all. As creators, as innovators, and entrepreneurs, to really prioritize the lasting impact of our work over the fleeting appeal of quantity. So let's inspire and be inspired to build legacies, not just logos. Now, in a world inundated by with content and digital footprints, Avin, the mantra of quality over quantity has never been more pertinent. How do you implement this principle in your work at Evify, and why is it so crucial for businesses to adopt this mindset?
So at Abify, we have a very simple mantra, which is all about blending creativity with business strategy and having a strategic approach towards branding. So we implement every project by doing deep dive into their brand's DNA, making sure that this isn't about what they look, it's all about the feel, the colors, what we choose, the design, the elements, what are we choosing, which directly correlate or resonate with the heart of your audience. So for us or any of your businesses out there, adopting this mindset is crucial because today in the world of India, in the world of Canada's fast-paced world, consumers are flooded with their content and advertisement from every brand. So a design that is more visually stunning and strategically aligned cuts through the noise and creating a memorable connection and driving real engagement with a story of your own would do more traffic compared to anything which is template-based or AI-based.
Now, if we talk about a bit more about the quality over quantity, like how has focusing on this particular mindset benefited your clients in the long term?
To be honest, it was a game changer for our client. It is as simple. When you prioritize quality in your design and messaging, you're just not making a sale. You're building a relationship with your client and their audiences as well. So our client has not only seen immediate boost in engagement and conversion rate, but most importantly, they have seen a solidification of their brand's reputation in the market. The long-term goal is to have trust and loyalty, which is invaluable for any brand. So it turns customers into brand ambassadors, which is the ultimate testament to quality's power over quantity.
Right. I mean, your emphasis on quality over quantity really sheds light on the path to meaningful engagement and sustainable brand growth. So thank you so much for your insights there. Now, let's kind of discuss the future trends in branding and design. I mean, really staying ahead of the curve is essential in this ever-evolving landscape of, again, branding and design. But even based on your experience, what emerging trends do you see shaping the future of branding and design for businesses?
One of the most exciting trends which I'm seeing is AI, which is just not a buzzword, but it's an amazing tool that is revolutionizing your approach towards creative work. For agency like us at Evify, embracing AI means we can streamline our strategy and research processes, making them more efficient and effective. This technology allows us to deep dive into market trends and consumer behaviors, ensuring that the solution we provide just aren't an original one or a copy paste from a template. It's personalized, it's more towards authenticity, and it deep dives into your target audience with a mindset of having more quality. In a world where authenticity matters more than ever, AI helps you to be in top of it, create unique and meaningful designs, and stand out, rather than using a recycling old idea with your just that software.
Right. No, thank you so much for providing these insights into the future. It really is very valuable foresight for businesses that are aiming to remain competitive and innovative in their branding and design strategies. But how to support all this, Avin, how is Avify preparing to incorporate these trends to continue delivering cutting-edge solutions to your clients?
So we are always look out for innovative tools at Avify for our clients, because whatever we are planning to harness for our clients, we made sure that it's a unique approach. It has a quality towards it, and it's different. It's not like a copy paste or a template, or you find a similar logo on anywhere on the internet. We made sure that anything we are making is more personalized. It has effective branding solution, and it is ahead of the curve. Whatever we design, we are forecasting that design will look good in the near future, which is after 2 or 3 years. So we are not building a logo which is old or which is present. We are building something which is for the future. And that's how AI is helping us with the trends and the tools as well.
That's amazing. Now, before we conclude our enlightening conversation, Avin, I'd like to ask for a final piece of wisdom from your rich experience for all our listeners out there, from budding entrepreneurs to seasoned business owners, really striving to leave an indelible mark on their industries through branding and design. What guiding principle or advice would you offer?
To all the entrepreneurs and business owners listening, my advice would be very simple. Stay true to your brand's core value. In the world where trends come and go, your values are your anchor. They guide your decision, shape your brand identity, and resonate with your audience on a deeper level. Whether you're just starting out or looking to redefine your brand, remember that authenticity always wins. Stay authentic, be strategic, and don't be afraid to evolve. That's how you create a brand that not only stands out, but stands in the test of your time. And if you need more help, Avify is always there.
Thank you so much, Avin, for the wisdom and advice here today. I mean, you really offered a roadmap for entrepreneurs and business owners to navigate the complexities of digital marketplace with confidence and creativity. And it's always conversations like these that we are very grateful for, that really enrich our understanding and approach to business, encouraging us to think bigger and bolder. So again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure to come in today.
All right, and that is the end of our discussion with Avin Porval. A key takeaway is that we've delved into the essence of what makes a brand truly stand out in the digital age. And Avin has really underscored the importance of creating a brand that not only captures attention, but also embodies the core values and message of the business. So it's clear that in the realm of branding and marketing, a focus on quality, strategic design, and authentic representation is crucial for building a lasting connection with your audience. Special thanks goes out to Avin and our partners, exclusive banking partner RBC, shipping partner UPS, accounting software partner Xero, and email partner Constant Contact for their unwavering support. To our listeners, we hope that today's discussion sparks new ideas and motivates you to explore innovative strategies for your brand. We encourage you to subscribe to the magazine by visiting our website, CanadianSME.ca, for more enlightening conversations, practical advice, and the latest trends in the world of Canadian entrepreneurship.
Thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Your support fuels our passion for empowering Canadian businesses. Don't miss out on our next episode, filled with fresh perspectives and actionable strategies. Subscribe at CanadianSME.ca and be part of a community that's shaping the future of Canadian business. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and making a difference